You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Dr. Kristen Nielsen Donnelly, the EVP at Abbey Research, a concierge research company providing evidence-based consulting for small businesses and nonprofits. Dr. Donnelly, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. Thanks for your time. So tell us, what exactly is evidence-based consulting?
Absolutely. Evidence-based consulting is a bit of an academic way to say that all of our recommendations given to our clients are based on data, hard, fast data that we gather. And data is often interpreted as just numbers and statistics. But our firm is run by social scientists who are trained in the art of people data, things like interviews and observations. And we take that we gather from your organization and put that up against acknowledged expert advice that's already out there in the academic and marketplace sphere. We kind of combine them all together, and we're able to give you pragmatic and personalized recommendations based on insights from both inside and outside your organization.
Also, Dr. Donnelly, why is culture so important to organizations?
Well, if we're completely honest, every organization is made up of people. It doesn't matter if you make widgets or if you are a consultant or if you're a giant government. Every organization is made up of people. And people's interaction with each other is what we call culture. And so because you live in a greater culture, you bring in cultural expectations to the company. And that's going to help determine if people feel comfortable and if they feel valued and if they feel motivated. And all of those things are the intangible things behind quite a lot of productivity of your KPIs. So you could have an entire organization that's, you know, absolutely dialed in to the most productive way possible. But if you're not treating human beings the way that they want to be treated, it's going to end up being rebellious, or you're going to have a toxic work environment. People work harder and more productively and more collaboratively where they feel valued. And so culture is the backbone of allowing everyone in your organization to feel valued and to be able to perform at their emotionally and productively highest level.
And most helpful response there. Now, why do you think businesses need an outside expert to help evaluate their culture?
There's a couple reasons as to why you should have an outside expert. First of all, everyone's very protective of their own environment, especially, you know, because we're talking entrepreneurs and about entrepreneurs today. For a lot of entrepreneurs, like, this is our baby, right? Like, we built this thing from napkins on our kitchen table sometimes. And we feel very personally connected to this vision. And so it's hard then to maybe be able to honestly evaluate if how you've built the culture in your company is really working for everybody. Additionally, like, there's the aspect of kind of a, you know, sometimes cultural failures, to make it a really harsh term, sometimes are like the frog in the boiling water. You know, things weren't really working, but you've just become accustomed to the toxicity over so long that it takes somebody from outside the process to come in and go, whoa, what is going on right here does not match your mission statement. And what's going on right here is not exactly what you sell to the potential employees. It's also not what you told me on the phone a couple days ago that you're so proud of. This isn't working as well as you think it's working. And I can see why you think it's still going, because profits are still okay, customers are still happy, but there's something festering here. Additionally, understanding people and being able to analyze kind of groups very quickly and group dynamics and all those kind of things, there are a lot of us out there who have literally spent our professional lives becoming experts in that and being able to do it quickly, efficiently, and as kind of, you know, unbiasedly as possible. I have a PhD in sociology, which is largely about making sure that I can help analyze systems quickly. Every organization is a system. I understand how people interact with that system and how that system interacts with people. I'm going to guess that when I walk into your organization, I'm not nearly close to an expert in what you do. And you're not an expert in what I do either. And yet, being a business owner, you're often expected to be an expert in what I do. You're expected to be able to understand your people and how they work together. You have so much else going on. There's also just a pragmatism aspect of bringing in somebody else who's going to take something off your plate. And you're going to be able to be more efficient at it because you're not going to be doing it among your other to-do list that's 75 pages long. You're going to be able to outsource this and do it efficiently and effectively with somebody that is confidential, discreet, and that you can trust.
And certainly does make a whole lot of sense today. We're joined by Dr. Kristen Nielsen Donnelly, the EVP at Abbey Research, a concierge research company providing evidence-based consulting for small businesses and nonprofits here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what do you see as the biggest problem facing small businesses in the next 5 years looking ahead?
I think there is a twofold problem, and it is both to do with culture. The first one is that the culture of the United States especially is moving kind of more towards a personalized service again. You know, we're seeing a real backlash against giant companies and giant conglomerates, and we're even hearing in some marketing spaces that people are open to cold calling again because they want to be able to talk to a person on the phone. They want to know who they're doing business with. So that's a challenge. The other challenge is that you have a lot of organizations run by people who are in the baby boomer generation, and your emerging workforce is decidedly not from the baby boomer generation. They're the millennials. They're the zillennials. They're the whoever comes after the millennials. And there are cultural values that you've been raised, those millennials and et ceteras, have been raised in a different cultural milieu with different expectations, different assumptions, and without organizations taking honest looks at themselves to see if they are working efficiently as a cross-generational organization, it's going to be a real challenge. And the same with the kind of personalized culture. You know, you're bringing in employees that are maybe going to demand you know, personalized access to the CEO in a massive organization. Well, that may or may not be possible. And yet, so that could or could not affect your bottom line. It doesn't matter if it does or not. What matters is that you're aware that it's a potential problem. And we are no longer in the American workforce at a luxury to pretend that culture is not a factor in both our profit margins and our productivity of our people. Culture is integral to how we understand our organization. And the two challenges, as I said, are this movement back towards personalization and then the cross-generational gap. And if we're not being very careful as to how we as our organizations want to interact with those challenges will overwhelm us, and it will cause significant issues.
Quite interesting perspective, and certainly I do appreciate your expertise and sharing the real raw facts with us here. Much appreciated. Now, what should organizations do to respond to the hashtag MeToo movement?
That is such a fantastic question. It follows in with what I was just talking about in the level of awareness. You know, the most important thing that organizations can do is understand that harassment is a thing that happens in all spaces. It could be happening in home spaces and in workspaces. It's in public, it's in private. And the kind of rote reactions to sexual harassment that were popularized in the 80s and 90s, where you bring in somebody to do an all-day training, everybody signs a document, blah-de-blah-de-blah, is no longer efficient or effective. And there's a lot of studies about that, and the New York Times in particular has done some really great reporting as to why that type of training actually backlashes. And what I'm recommending and what we're recommending instead is for people to take a more holistic understanding that by creating an anti-harassment culture, you acknowledge that there are people in your organization who are potentially and unintentionally harassing other folks. They are maybe unintentionally saying things that makes people uncomfortable because there hasn't been an education element. But a one-off training where everybody stands up there and talks about don't put your hands here or don't flirt with this person is counterproductive. It just creates more drama. Instead, you should be working with your culture to be an anti-harassment culture where everyone feels safe and productive, and there are gradations of you know, consequences for actions, but that so that everyone feels safe to report and everyone feels safe to seek more education in that area. So the first thing is to just understand that the Me Too movement is happening in your organization, no matter how big or how small. You have people that have been perpetrators and people that have been victims, no matter what. That's what the statistics tell us. And if you start with that attitude, you're going to be able to really effectively strategize how to make your culture a safe place for your employees.
Well, Dr. Donnelly, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Enjoyed your visit with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip? Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I would just tell people, remind entrepreneurs that their lives are so busy, and what you are doing is so important and so individual, it's beautiful. So whatever you can outsource to other experts, it's a really great idea so that you can focus on your majors. And asking somebody to come in and take a look at your culture does not demonstrate weakness. It actually demonstrates strength and really communicates to your team that you value them. And so, but all of that is complicated. And so having a personalized environment is really important. Always feel free to reach out to us at our website, which is abby-research.com. Abby is spelled A-B-B-E-Y. And we're happy to have conversations with anyone who wants to talk more about these concepts in their specific business concept context. Because that personalization is so important. And understanding how to make it work for the folks that you've got in your space is a real key to this problem.
Dr. Donnelly, keep up the great work. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you. And you guys as well, thanks for having me. It was an absolute pleasure.
And the pleasure was certainly all ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Krista Nielsen Donnelly, the EVP at Abby Research, a concierge research company providing evidence-based consulting for small businesses and nonprofits. And once again, the website of reference is abby-research.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream. In the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.